You're listening to No More Piss in the Lifts, written and performed by Justin Morosa.
As I drive through my old stomping ground, the changes hit me. The Foxtons on the corner indicates we've run out of time. Even the chicken shops look out of place as another vegan spot appears. We're still sleeping. I look at the boys in the black hoodies, white, black and Asian, and I wonder if they realise. When I was growing up around here, everyone talked about Murder Mile, but will this new phenomenon kill the next generation? My stomach starts to growl as I park up. All the stars started to pop up on one block. As I look up at each window, I remember the constellation of dreams. Diverted the course to shine on the school sports team. We starred outside of the curriculum. As I try to close my door on the memories, a kid called Ace approaches me. Ace had a man around the house, but never had a dad. At best, my dad traded my dreams in by telling me to get a trade. He neither nurtured me or left me to nature. I have a snapshot in my memory of my father, sat on a broken stool with broken tears. I'd watched my father as he struggled to pay the tooth fairy. I watched Ace with his broken smile as he dreamed. Now my father, I understand more. I miss all the important things because I'm doing important things and at times I'm not loving. At times we put on bright smiles, knowing the lights could go off. Everyone around here is displaced. We're saving to visit Grandma at Christmas. She's sick in Jamaica in a 6-bedroom house. We visit but we'll never live there. We'd rather be here because we think they don't accept us. I walk into our corner shop and pay 20p extra for some custard. The man behind the counter would tell Ace only 3 allowed in the shop. We show loyalty to him even though he was never loyal to us, but the war on terror is bigger than us. It's nice around here now. There's no more piss in the lifts. I turn right and you can smell the rice and peas travelling on the landing. If you close your eyes, you could taste the chicken and coleslaw. I catch myself as Ace looks back at me like some hero. I wonder what else I'd tell my 10-year-old self.